Sometimes I'm going to design two or three mirrors a night or what have you. But anyway, to God be the glory for the excellent things that he's doing in this season, as well as in this pandemic. Amen. You'll discover some things about yourself. Hallelujah. It's pulling a whole lot of stuff. I've created T-shirts. I've designed my own. Everything is just, I can't even explain it myself. But anyway, to God be the glory for the things that he's doing. Amen. I'll be getting back to my page real soon. So you guys make sure you stay tuned in and make sure you're watching us on Facebook, Twitter, as well as Instagram, because we still have a whole lot more that we got to do and a whole lot more that we got to forward to the page. And there are some flyers that has not, I don't know if it's due to the fact of the person's being behind or whatever, but they're not complete. I guess that they just may have had a backlog or whatever. But anyway, I can't worry my nerves about that. I just have to tell you guys about what's going on, even if the flyer is not complete at the proper time that they need to be completed by. Amen. Also, too, we have a new business going on. Amen. It's called Ava's Artiques. It's called The Closet. And in The Closet, I'm telling you, there everything is basically brand spanking new. There are so many things there. There are things for your house. There are things for you to wear. Their shoes, designer shoes, also designer purses, a little bit of everything, as I said. And, of course, going to include the mirrors and all, too. So make sure you guys are tuning in for that and listening up for that. Amen. As well as these engagements that we have. Amen. I'm so excited about it. You guys forgive me. I am tired. We've been trying to do things and establish some things with the facility that we're going into. So you guys just bear with us because it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot on us because we are still fighting for the things that God has promised us. But the timing, you know, the timing is like, okay, Lord, we know we got to have all this done by a certain time. Amen. But we are trying to just do as much as we can during this pandemic because the CDC or whatever it is, the CDC or whatever, they have their requirements and they have special rules and all. We have to make sure that we follow their the proper guidelines for this. Amen. So pray for us, guys. Make sure you can keep us lifted up in prayer. Amen. We just celebrated our wonderful 22nd year anniversary, wedding anniversary. Let me include that. We have been very, very tremendously blessed with our marriage. God has really, really blessed us, and now God's going to complete his word, amen. He's going to bring it to fruition, amen. He's prospering us, and that's what it's all about. You want to prosper and be successful in every area of your life. You want to try to do it the perfected way that you can, amen, as best as you can, because God wants our best. He doesn't want us to give him our sloppy seconds. He wants our best, amen. And that takes time, and it takes money, and it takes effort. And if you want to do it right, you want to do it right. That's all it is to it. Sometimes you have to hire people to help you to get there, amen. And it's costly, but it gets done, amen. You got to make sure that you're connected with the right persons to also help you to make it into the promised land, amen. So we got to pray for that and make sure that you're connected to the right people. I have started again, of course, with some places. You're going to see this. I really don't want to say it. I want you guys to see it. They're going to be forwarding those flyers to the page real soon. But anyway, let's get back into some music. Amen. You're listening to Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing. I am the host this afternoon, Ava Coleman. And I want you guys to be blessed on the broadcast. And if the broadcast is blessing you, send me a shout-out. Let me know if it's blessing you. Just let me know. Tell me. Do something. Send me your MP3s to avacoleman63@gmail.com, please.
Left and right, no more poverty, no more lack for me. Don't get my money back, get my family back. Put me back together. I just want to be. back.
Just make sure that you just know that it's something that we're doing. We're always trying to be creative in certain areas and try to, you know, just keep our ministry growing and keep our ministry going. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you're putting together a ministry, it requires a lot of professionalism and a lot of thinking, because you don't want to just have any kind of ministry. You want to have the spirit of excellence in your ministry. Amen. So this requires time, and it requires much prayer, much fasting, much praying, you know, because you got to make sure that you have the right people working in your ministry, and you got to make sure that you're connected to the right people. I'm sure you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure that you've had to release certain people from your ministries as well, amen, because when you're going to the next level, everybody can't go with you to where God's bringing you, amen. So you're going to have to cut some folk off. It may require a couple of, you know, changes and all. If you want to get there, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, no hard feelings. It is what it is. And some people are just not going to be able to go with you to that next level. They're not. I promise you that they're not. They will hinder you. They will hurt you in the long run. So make sure you guys are very, very prayerful in that area. And let's not forget that you got some people that are seemingly celebrating you, but secretively they're really trying to knock you down. Amen. You know what I mean? But you never have to worry about those. Those are your enemies, so we're going to leave our enemies in the hands of the good Lord. Amen. He sees what we don't see. He hears what we don't hear. Mm-hmm. That's right. His ear is always listening, and his eyes are always going to and fro. Amen. So thank God for that. That was just my word for this day. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Amen. And make sure that his eyes, I'm telling you, as long as you're praying and as long as you're doing what God is telling you to see, the people may not see what you're doing, but God sees what you're doing. Believe me, he's watching. He knows your heart, and he knows exactly what your intentions are. There's no agenda here other than just doing the perfect will of God. The only agenda I have is bringing the people of God together and connecting with the right people to get not only our assignment done, but bringing people to the next level as well. Amen. I am not a selfish person at all. I don't mind being a blessing to you, and I don't mind being a blessing to others. Amen. We have so much stuff that we have to release and so much stuff that we want to give and contribute to our children. We got the food ministry. We have all of these bicycles. And, I mean, it's just a lot of stuff for the holidays. And it's just so much. And now the furniture, you know, I'm not going to be selling all of my furniture. Some of that furniture, I'm just going to bless someone with it. Amen. Somebody may win it, or I'm just going to sell it. I'm going to just donate it to them. Amen. That's how God is leading me. So make sure you guys are listening out for that, too. It may be on the radio saying, you know, call a number, whatever. You know how that goes. And you're going to be receiving a special project, a specially made, a design, a custom-made mirror, a custom-made dresser, or a custom-made chair, or whatever, from Ava Coleman. Amen. So make sure you guys are tuned in. Amen. Hold on. Oh,
about my purpose. All about my purpose. Already won. to get it done. It shows you.
Award ceremony, the Champion Awards, has been pushed back all the way to 2021. Amen. So, but just being very, very patient about a whole lot of things. And it was just, the country hasn't come back to order the way that it was. And hopefully all of this stuff will be ending really, really soon. I am not trying to get used to the new norm. I know a lot of people probably don't think it'll ever go back to normal, but I'm believing God that it will. Amen. I am not going to sit here and accept the enemy's plans and all this kind of stuff with the foolishness with the presidency and all this. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. I'm going to believe God is going to put an end to all of this pandemic stuff, and he's going to put an end to all of these riots and all that. You know, he's just preparing the nation for something new. Amen. But I really believe that it's going to stop. Amen. I believe that. It's just a matter of us being patient, and in a matter of us reforming and just getting used to it for right now. Amen. I am not going to get into the process of talking about the new norm. I'm not going to do that. No. I can't even see us staying or remaining in this way. I can't see that. Amen. I might be wrong, but I can't see it. Amen. And you know the election's coming up, so make sure you guys vote. Vote for who you think your best choices are. Please vote. Amen. I just want to send a shout-out out there to all of the listening audience, and I hope you guys are continuing to work in whatever area God has you to work in, whatever your assignment is, that you bring it to fruition, that everything that you have asked God for, that you completed, or, you know, just that it manifests in this year, or that it manifests in this season. Let's say that. Amen. But I want you to know that whatever God has for you is only for you. Amen. Nobody can take it. It's yours. Amen. So it's up to you to fight for what's yours. Amen. To fight for what's yours. If it's yours, it's yours. Amen. Nobody can take it. You can give it away, but nobody can take it. Hallelujah. So to God be the glory. Amen. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. I had stepped away for a moment. I had to go take care of something. I'm sorry. But I'm back. Amen. So with all due respect, I want to thank you guys again for listening to and tuning into Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing. I am the host for this afternoon, Ava Coleman. Signing off until we meet again next Thursday, same time. 5 o'clock PST, that's 7 o'clock PM, your time and mine. God bless.